Tonight, the WC6 microphone is here in Prince County and talking to those candidates who are running for commissioner this year. I have with me Robert Whitey. Robert, sorry, I just got in the end of that conversation.
We were talking about issues of the parking at the county fairground in the county fair.
That's an issue that we do need to look at in a long-range plan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Friday. I have with me here Mr. John McQueenie. He is also one of the candidates who are running for county commissioners. One of the questions that came from the Farm Bureau were, what does it mean, right to farm?
Well, as far as the Webster Dictionary says, that right to farm means exactly that, that the farmers have the right to farm. Those people coming into Queen Anne's County over the last couple of years come out, they look, they see a beautiful farm, and they want to move as close as possible to it. Then after they've built their house, all of a sudden they get a little bit of dust, a little bit of smell, and all of a sudden they decide that, you know, I don't like this, but it's the reason that they moved here. And I live on a farm, so I understand it, that when I moved there, I bought some animals, and I have some animals there, and every once in a while, people will come by and say, well, doesn't it stink around here, or this and that. And the farm was there a long time before the people moved there, and the people also have a right, too. They have a right to decide where to move.
Thank you, Mr. McQueenie. Appreciate your opinion on this matter. I have with me Marlene Davis, who is also a candidate for commissioners here in Queen Anne County. One of the questions tonight was concerning ag preservation, and should the agriculture community be certified?
Yes, we have at least 75% of our land here in Queen Anne's County is agricultural, and I would like to see preserved as much as we can. Yes, we should get certified, because then we can get more money back into the county to help the farmers, and that's necessary. I don't want to see their developers come in here and get in our agricultural land, or even the sensitive, environmentally sensitive areas throughout the county. This is what I want to stay against, and this is, and that's why I want to preserve the agricultural land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I also have with me Sonny Schultz, who is running for candidate here in Queen Anne's County. Sonny, one of the questions tonight was about ag preservation and certification, state certification of farmland. What is your opinion on this, and how could we help?
Well, we need more money in the program, and we also have to look into the programs, see what the state will do, see what we can do. I also am worried about the farms as well as businesses that are owned by the individual families.
How's that?
Well, the IRS seems like they want to tell us what we have to do with them after we die. And it's really terrible, because I'm in the same boat as the farmer is. If I happen to die, or in Betty, right now they'd have to sell one of the restaurants to keep the other one.
And how would land preservation affect this sale, or this finding of funds to pay the taxes?
Well, it would cut down the price of the farm then.
Yeah, right.
So when it cuts down the price of the farm, if it's done early enough, the IRS cannot do anything about it.
The last question was, would you have time, full time, to spend with as a commissioner?
I always have, yes. I enjoy the job. I enjoy helping people. And I think it's the greatest job in Queen Anne's County.
And they ask also about experience. And
I have quite a bit of that.
All righty, because you were saying that you had plenty of experience as you had run as a commissioner before.
Yes, I've been a commissioner for 8 years, and I've been a treasurer for 8 years. I also run a business, and along with my family, so it all gives me an insight of both times.
And you have lived here for some time.
Yes, yeah, sometimes I don't even want to say how long.
All righty, so you do know quite a bit about this county. Thank you so very much, Sonny Schultz.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And Gene O'Donnell, who is also a commissioner at this time, but up for re-election again. And Gene, you were talking, George O'Donnell. We were talking about debt and the deficit and the cost of running a government. And I thought you gave us a very clear understanding of exactly what's going on and why now as far as our budget goes.
Yes, that's right, Jody. This last term, we've dedicated ourselves to much-needed capital projects and some that were overdue, such as closing the landfills that the county was court-ordered to close a decade ago, and also renovating the circuit courthouse, which has been out of ADA compliance ever since those laws existed. We're getting ready to let the bids on that. These capital projects and those budget adjustments have given us a new high school, renovations, two elementary schools in Churchill and Sudlersville. It's doubled our park system. It's provided a new senior center at the turn of the year on Kent Island with the Percy Thomas Center. There have been many new tourism office in the Kent Narrows, the Cross Island Trail. It has brought services really up to where they need to be and minimized some of our dependency on portable classrooms and these Band-Aid approaches that have been used previously. We just think that in these good times where piggyback has been strong, we've needed to take our surplus and apply that to much-needed capital projects while we had the opportunity to.
Now, we haven't raised taxes here for a long time. Do you think this would be a necessary demand at this time, a necessary function that we might have to do?
Raising taxes? If piggyback remained strong, there would be no need to raise taxes. There was an anomaly earlier in our term, but we've cut taxes the last 2 years, and the net gain of tax was only 2 cents this term, which has, I believe you would agree, a minimal impact. Our tax rate is lower than Kent, Carolina, and Arundel. So we believe by having an aggressive capital projects budget and all those accomplishments in the capital areas and only having a net gain of 2 cents with piggyback remaining strong and projected to remain strong, we think we're perfectly poised to continue playing catch-up on the capital problems, such as this school, all four schools in Centerville, and continue to address those capital needs while times goes. In other words, to make hay while the sun shines is what we're trying to do, because we know it won't last forever, and hopefully we'll look back and have before it shrinks, these opportunities, we need to continue to address these, and that's what I hope to do in the next term.
Thank you, George O'Donnell. Appreciate your comments. Also, one of the candidates here tonight was Donald Alcorn. And Mr. Alcorn, could you give us just a little bit of your history? You were with government in what capacity for how many years?
I was an auditor investigator for the U.S. government in the Fort Meade and D.C. area for 25 years. I retired in 1995.
And how does this prepare you to be commissioner?
Well, I've had a lot of planning. I did budgets as a director of two divisions, and he gave me an opportunity to be able to know where items are in the budget, to be able to identify them as an auditor, investigate the issue, and come back with a report to the people. And that's what I think is necessary. We need to get the fat out of the budget. We need to take and cut the deficit. And the only way we're going to be able to do it is have smart, intelligent people to do that has experience in that area.
I see. And one of the questions tonight, Mr. Alcorn, was concerning unionization of county government workers here.
Well, on county workers, when they think about coming in and forming a union, they need to think about who's actually representing those. You have a large amount of employees, and you only have two or three people that makes decisions for you, and these people may not be actually qualified to make those decisions, and you may, in the long run, end up in out of a job or off a long time, and I think that's a problem.
What would be a better or your alternative to this?
My alternative, if it's a county employee and it's working for the county, I would like that employee to take that issue to the personnel director. If the personnel director could not resolve that issue, then he could personally call me and I would come in and I'd get it resolved because I hold every agency head totally responsible.
So therefore, you mean people need to sit down and talk out a problem and work a solution?
Right. You can't resolve a problem if you don't know it exists. So what my philosophy is that we need to sit down. I'll talk to the employees. I'm available, and I want to make it an open-door policy so that when employees come to see me, I can sit down and take the time and look at their issues and resolve them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alcorn. We've been talking to Don Alcorn, who is working for towards being a commissioner in Queen Anne's County. Mr. Robert Friday, one more question I wanted to ask you. They were talking about, is there a need to have more commissioners to go from 3 to possibly 5 commissioners with an administrator?
I believe there is. I think that the results of the primary election very obviously showed an imbalance that exists in the county. Given that imbalance and the fact that we are here to represent all of the citizens of the county, and the feelings and the information that I'm getting from members of Centerville North, that they're feeling disenfranchised, they're feeling that they don't have clear representation. I do truly believe that going to five commissioners is the answer. Districting the county in some fashion, whether it's 3 districts and 2 at large, or 4 and 1, or 5 districts, that needs to be determined through study. But I do believe that it needs to be done, and that way we have better representation, and we have 5 people sharing the responsibilities, thereby performing a better job for the residents.
I see. Thank you. And is that also the larger part of that would be the agricultural community?
Larger part in what sense?
Larger representation of the farming community, would that be in those areas you're talking about from Centerville North?
Well, again, it would be determined by the districting, which would be determined by the study that would be done, but it certainly would provide a better opportunity for the farming district, the ag district, North County representation to occur, whereas right now the majority of the North County residents have voiced their concern that they have no say, no representation, therefore all concerns and all interests are focused from south and west of Centerville towards the bay.
All righty. So thank you very much, Robert Friday. Appreciate it.